11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Yes, hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the League podcast. It's Dave Kellner in the studio this week, substituting for Mr. Phelps, and I've got Mr. Pete Farris on the line. Pete, how are you doing, first of all?
I had a nightmare last night, Dave. And that's not like a euphemism, or it's nothing. I actually had a genuine nightmare. And do you know when you have a nightmare and you wake up and you don't quite feel 100%, you still feel a bit shaky and a bit paranoid?
Yep.
Yeah, well, my housemate's got her brother and his wife staying over this morning.
You didn't wake everyone up, did you, Pete?
No, I didn't. I didn't, but this morning I heard them sort of moving around, just obviously having a cup of tea, and I swear to you, I leapt out of my bed to sort of, like, check what was going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I opened the door, and then I was like, oh, actually, it's just Michelle's family. I'm just going to bed. But there was a moment there, Dave, where I had to leap into action like a hero.
Let's hope that nightmare doesn't affect your tipping prowess this week on the league podcast.
Couldn't be much worse. Week, mate. Couldn't be much worse. So yeah,
we've got a match this evening. We'll kick off with that one. 7:45 PM kickoff. Doncaster versus Yeovil. Doncaster 7-5. The draws in the betting at 9-4, and Yeovil are 19-10. You'd have to be a bit of a sadist to enjoy this one, Pete, because both teams in pretty poor form at the moment. Doncaster 21st in the league. Yeovil bottom. Yeovil only won away win in the championship all season. This is a live match, but it's going to be a bit of a dour battle, Pete.
Dour doesn't even begin at the moment with these two sides. I mean, Doncaster can't find their feet at the moment. Yeovil, well away from home there, as you said, and you know, I'll paraphrase what you said, but a bit of a joke. It really can get going, and it's such a strange game to have on the television, isn't it, really, when you think about the quality of the two sides. But to be fair, everyone deserves their crack on Sky. And the one thing I would say is that I think Yeovil can get better. I don't know that Doncaster can get much better, if I'm absolutely honest with you. I'm not saying that Yeovil are going to get better and stay up, because I don't think they do. They go down. But they are due a performance. And in the last couple of games, don't forget, they've drawn with Brighton and they've beaten Forest, admittedly games at home. They've been to a lead side at the moment, looking very strong, and were beaten by the best striker in the league at the moment, Ross McCormack, his brace in that game. Wigan went there and beat them narrowly, of course, at 78th-minute goal, but it was one that Wigan had been travelling a long way, and Yeovil might have felt they should have done better in that match, but a narrow loss there. And yeah, they got battered away at Borough, but then so did Doncaster. Doncaster got equally battered away at Middlesbrough, and they had a great home win against Leicester and a good draw themselves against Forest at home. But I look at Doncaster, and I'm not sure how much better they can get. Whereas I think there is still room for a little bit of improvement in Yeovil. I'd like the price to be bigger, truth be told, on Yeovil. I'd like the price to be bigger. 19-10 is a good price, but when you're thinking about their away form so far this season, you want something maybe a little bit fatter. But I'm going with a draw no bet again here. It's odds against for Yeovil, 11-10. I think the worst they do is come out of this game with a draw. Donny aren't a good side. If they're going to any other side in the league at the moment, and I mean any single side in the league, I'd be against Yeovil. I'd be against them. It would be as pure and as simple as that. If they went to Barnsley, who are, of course, lower in the league than Donny, Barnsley in decent form with plenty of draws and a win to their name recently as well, I'd rather be with Barnsley. You know, if you see me Wednesday, a few draws, but being the other day, of course, strongly by Derby, but I'd rather be with Wednesday. Doncaster are the only side in this league at the moment, I'm not sure, can get better, and their back line has been so poor recently, and yes, they've had 2 weeks just to fix that, but don't forget Yeovil have had 2 weeks to go away, and Gary Johnson's had time to, you know, mould aside, change one or two different bits and pieces as well. So for me, the draw no bet Yeovil. I'm going on the away side tonight, and if they're going to win, Paddy Madden, you'd imagine, might be involved in that. Hasn't, of course, set this league alight the way he set the League One alight last season, but 5-1 is big for that headline offer. At the end of the day, though, I want Yeovil, but I want the insurance of the draw. Yeovil draw, no bet, 11-10.
Good stuff, Pete. The other live match this weekend in the Championship is at Sheffield Wednesday versus Huddersfield. This is a lunchtime kickoff on a Saturday afternoon, 12:15 kickoff. And at Sheffield Wednesday are 6-5. The draw is 23-10 and Huddersfield 23-10 as well. The main problem for Sheffield Wednesday, who are now in the relegation zone in the Championship, is they've just drawn too many games this season, Pete. Huddersfield have been involved in a lot of entertaining matches. Both teams have scored in their last seven, but they're not very solid defensively, and they're in free fall at the moment, Pete.
Yeah, they really are. They're struggling, and certainly their away form is not what they'd want. I mean, if you'd have said to Sheffield Wednesday fans, beginning of the season, Dave, listen, heading into Christmas, you know, beginning of December, you would have only lost in the league five games. They would have bitten your hand off for it. The problem, as you quite rightly said, is a couple more of these draws should be wins. And at the end of the day, they are improving. I mean, they smashed Reading last time at home, and they lost to Derby, as I said, but a few draws in there as well. It's impossible, I think, to go against Sheffield Wednesday here. The last time they were involved in a Derby-style situation, of course, was that game against Barnsley, which they drew. You know, since then, before that, I should say, they've also played Doncaster and lost. So the recent record in these, you know, Yorkshire derbies isn't great. But they are improving. And going to Derby and losing 3-0, I'm not sure how upsetting that is. I mean, you look at their form as well, Dave. I mean, they've only lost twice at home all season to Burnley, who at the time were absolutely rampant. We'll talk about Burnley in a little while. And to Donny, other than that, drawn with Millwall, Yeovil, Ipswich. So they've drawn with poor teams as well. I mean, Ipswich are a poor team on the road, but they have drawn with poor teams. Now, there'll be a lot of people, understandably, may I add, looking at that 23-10 draw and thinking, with the amount of draws that Sheffield Wednesday have had so far this season, how hard they are to beat at home, that's the play. I don't think it is. I think Sheffield Wednesday win this game. Put pretty simply, again, the shoots are there. The real shoots of recovery are there. They're scoring goals. And Huddersfield, well, one away win all season. That was a narrow 1-0 victory over Millwall, wasn't it? James Vaughan, of course, the man who scored that one. And they've been conceding. They've conceded at least two in, three of the last five away from home. So you can't be with Huddersfield. If I said to you, Dave, Sheffield Wednesday lost twice at home so far this season, have drawn three of the last five at home, but beat Reading, one of the league's better teams, 5-2 last time at home, against a side who've won once away from home all season, who really can't defend at the moment. And Sheffield Wednesday, if nothing else, are very hard to beat. You can't be with Huddersfield, can you?
No.
It wasn't rhetorical, Dave. I was expecting another. 6-5, Sheffield Wednesday. I'm happy with that. What I think is better, though, is match result on both teams to score at 100-30.
Yeah, I like that.
It's really good. We know, me and Lee have been over many times in this podcast, the both teams to score and how often it's landed in Sheffield Wednesday games so far this season. It's a constant lander. And you look at the last, five games they've had at home. They've conceded in all five. They've scored in four of those five, including five goals in one of those games. Huddersfield have lost three away games so far this season. They've scored in all three of those away games, and they've still lost, which means their opponents have won, which means both teams to score has landed. So the main bet in this game for me, Wednesday, and both teams to score, 100-30.
Like it, Pete. You mentioned Burnley. We're going to have a look at some of the feature matches, 3 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday, and we'll start off with the league leaders, Burnley, who travel to Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest are 13-10, the draw 11-5. Burnley in the betting at 11-5. Burnley looking to consolidate their position at the top of the table, Pete, and their season has been built on strong away form. That's where they've really gained points on the rest in the Championship.
Well, they've not lost at home either this season. So, you know, you'd say that the home form is, you could argue, better. But I know you're saying the fact is their away form is magnificent this season. There's just no argument with that. But I'm backing against them here. And listeners to the podcast who've been with us a while will know my socks up syndrome theorem. And I actually called it after the West Ham game. They lost 2-0. They played West Ham in the Carling Cup a few weeks ago, Dave. And they, Capital One Cup, What year are we in?
We're in 2013. I even had to think about it then for a second, Pete.
Yeah. Anyway, they lost to West Ham 2-0. They played well in that game. It was two penalties they lost. And since then, I've been going draw no bet on their opponents. I've been voided twice. They drew against Millwall. They drew against Bournemouth. I think they're just stuttering a little bit. I've said it so many times. It's so boring to go over again for the listeners, I'm sure. But when a team has that momentum, and in any competition that momentum is popped, it is so hard to get up and running again straight away. Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to have a horrible time. I think they have a great chance of finishing top six. I don't think they finish top two, personally speaking. But you look at this, you look at the fact that since that game against West Ham, they've drawn two games back-to-back. And yeah, Forest lost last time out at home to Blackpool. That's their only home loss so far this season. And away from home, we know that Forest have lost a couple of times, but generally been very, very good. I am still wanting very strongly to be against Burnley at the moment. It is as pure and as simple as that, because that syndrome, that weigh in. I make a bit of money betting, Dave. Not a huge amount, so I'm not like yourself, rolling around in giant lumps of cash. But, and I'm also not somebody who likes to put templates to things generally. You know, I'm not somebody who says, right, well, a team are 4-0 up in the first half, that means always in the second half they'll be low on goals. It's a trend that happens a lot, but I think it's always dangerous to say this is what always happens in betting, isn't it, really?
Yes.
But this is the closest thing I've got to something I always do as a rule. And that fucks-up syndrome, as I call it, is absolutely there. I don't think Burnley yet are able to scramble together that momentum again. Since that loss to Yeovil that Forest have had, that was, you know, a poor result away at Yeovil. They lost to Blackpool. If it was those two games, without the most recent one, I'd go, yeah, but I still can't back Forest. But a good, handy 2-0 win over Leicester. They went to Leicester and won 2-0 since then. So it's not even like you're backing a side who, you know, they lost two games back-to-back against sides you think they'd beat, and you go, yeah, I can't back them against Burnley then. But since then, they've been second-place Leicester, away from home. So all that put together in a big witch's cauldron makes, I think, a delicious soup, Dave. And for me, ultimately speaking, Nottingham Forest 13-10, while it's risky, is a good bet.
13-10, Nottingham Forest to beat Burnley. 3 p.m. kickoff as well for Leeds United. They're at home to Middlesbrough. Leeds are 6-4. The draw 11-5. Middlesbrough 9-5. So Peter, from a betting perspective, not much separating these two sides as far as the compilers are concerned. But Leeds in 8th, Middlesbrough 16th. Leeds have won the last three at home. Middlesbrough have lost their last three away. But the compilers see this slightly differently.
I'll tell you the reason for the price, Dave.
Yeah.
That's the fact that Middlesbrough have got a new manager, of course.
Okay.
Ito Karanka's gone in there, former Real Madrid assistant manager. There's also been big changes at the club this week. A lot of coaching staff, Stephen Pearce, Matt Proctor, who've been at the club for a long time, have gone. And the traders, I think, are a little bit scared about what Ito Karanka's impact on the Borough squad's going to be. So I think there is that. I think it's one of the main reasons. The other thing that Leeds have got to worry about is they've been playing three at the back recently. 3-5-2 is what Leeds have been playing. And they are in trouble at the back. Now, Sam Byram might well be back for the game. But you look at Scott Wootton, he'll be out. You know, Zaliakis will come in and will try and do something, but it's been such a settled back three that's been doing so well together. That, for me, makes them a bit hard to back. Yes, three back-to-back excellent wins over Bournemouth, Birmingham and Yeovil. But while I think Yeovil can get a little bit better, I don't think they'll be ever good in this league. Birmingham, I don't think are a good side. I just don't think they're a good side. And Bournemouth, again, are a good side at home. You know, found themselves 14th. But you don't want to trust them, I don't think, yet away from home. With the quality Middlesbrough have got, they will get better. They might not. They probably won't go up this season, but they will get better. Karanka is a risky appointment. He hasn't, of course, managed before, but he has been around some of the best managers in the world and at one of the biggest clubs in the world for several years. So it's not like he's going to be coming to this completely clueless. I'd also say the last time that that Gibson took a risk like this, albeit he did, of course, employ Southgate in between, was McLaren. When he went with McLaren, and of course Steve McLaren, even though they spent a lot of money, a hell of a lot of money, he got them to a Europa League, at the time it was the UEFA Cup, wasn't it, final,
yeah.
And they won the League Cup. So Gibson's risks have, I think, been okay, and don't forget, he didn't give Southgate the support he gave McLaren, which is one of the reasons why Middlesbrough were relegated in the first place. I think Borough are worth a back in here. to be absolutely honest with you, the one problem you've got is that Leeds have got a man in sensational goal-scoring form. Ross McCormack has just been unbelievable. And don't forget, Ross McCormack was a man that Borough publicly and wanted. They wanted this guy towards the end of the transfer window. They really wanted Ross McCormack. You know, he's got 11 league goals this season. He is playing phenomenally well. So it's hard because you say, well, Borough, you think, have a really good chance in this game. You know, they can improve. Draw no bet 21-20 is great. I think the bet here, though, Dave, and it is a mugs bet. It really is a mugs bet. And I do think the Borough can win this. I think there's plenty of goals in this game as well, by the way, over 2.5, 4-5. But it's got to be Ross McCormack, hasn't it? Because not only are you getting a guy who, if you're looking at as a mug bet, almost went to Borough, you could argue, in the summer, you throw in the fact that he's pretty much the best striker in the league right now with 11 goals in the league to his name.
Yeah.
And he's even money any time. That, for me, is phenomenal. I do think Borough win this. I do think that 21-20 draw, no bet, is good. In fact, I think it's great. But I'm going to have just going to dial it in a little bit. I'm going to take Ross McCormack, the league's best striker, against a side who desperately wanted him. It's got the story written all over it, to be honest.
Middlesbrough and both teams to score as well, Pete. 4-1.
Yeah, very interesting.
Tempting,
very,
isn't
very
it?
Very interesting, Dave. Yeah, very interesting.
Next up, it's Watford versus Bolton. Watford even money. The draw 11-5. Bolton in the betting at 3-1. 10 places separate these two sides in the league, Pete. But they appear, for now, to be trending in different directions. Watford have only picked up 2 points in their last four. Bolton are starting to realise some of that pre-season hype now, Pete. Unbeaten in seven and have won three of the last five. So maybe false league positions for these two sides.
Yeah, they are trending in different directions, Dave. You're absolutely right. I mean, Bolton, they started the season with a tricky run. Couldn't quite get their heads above water for quite a while. Didn't quite get the targets they wanted in the summer either. And then, of course, Dougie Freeman's added Neil Dams. And Neil Dams has been an unbelievable signing for them on loan. Very, very good player. And he has been maybe a catalyst or certainly the figurehead of a fantastic start. So when you look at it, they are starting to improve. Back-to-back away wins Birmingham and, of course, a long trek, and it is a trek, down to Bournemouth. A couple of home draws against teams you'd argue they should be beating, but the point is they ain't losing. They're dragging themselves a long way away from where they were. They're 17th now, of course. I think it's, what, 5 points off the bottom three. And they're improving. Watford aren't improving. Watford are going backwards, like you say. Lost to Derby at home, battered by Leicester. A draw against Brighton is not bad, and a draw away at Borough is not horrendous. A narrow win over a poor Huddersfield side, they're not backable. On top of which, when they've been playing brilliantly at home, Lewis McGugan's been a big part of that. Whether it's been his goals, like against Doncaster Rovers, or his performances, like against, it wasn't Bournemouth, it was Leicester, wasn't it, and Blackburn. He's been unbelievable. Now, he's suspended for this game. And that makes me worried a little bit because he has been such an impact player for them at home. And by impact, I don't mean coming on as a sub. I just mean he's been brilliant. He's been able to be in that spark, that explosion. And they are absolutely unbackable in this game, Watford. With that run of form, sometimes with a run of form, you say, well, there's another way into this. You know, like Borough's away form, you say, well, there's another way into this. But I can't find another way in that suggests Bolton should be even money and that Bolton should be 3-1, sorry, and that Watford should be even money. Draw no bet. Draw no bet Bolton is 2-1, Dave. It is far too big. It is far too big in that game. Far too big. Draw no bet Bolton, 2-1. That'll do me nicely.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. The last of the 3 p.m. games we're going to look at, Pete, on the podcast is Wigan versus Brighton. Wigan are even money. The draw 23-10, and Brighton in the betting at 14-5. This is a mid-table clash. Wigan in 10th, Brighton in 11th, but Wigan do have a game in hand. It's a it looks a difficult match to call, but which of these two sides has more potential, Pete?
Wigan. Unquestionably, unarguably Wigan. I think what Wigan have had, and it's been so vital for them, of course, with their truncated fixture list, is 13 days off, basically. They, of course, had to travel all the way to Rubin Kazan, lost there in the Europa League, were back only a couple of days later, had to go all the way to Yeovil, won. They've managed to ride the Europa League wave pretty well so far, Wigan. And I've backed against them doing it a couple of times, but they've managed to ride that wave pretty well so far, Dave. And now they've had 13 days off to really just sort of get their heads in line. More than that, of course, unbeaten at home so far this season, Wigan. They've scored two goals in all but one game, and that was a 0-0 draw with a QPR team that at the time were a top two side. So their home form, Owen Coyle has got them absolutely brilliantly worked out at home. He really has, and you've got to give him credit for that. Brighton, two away wins against Birmingham, who I don't think particularly great, and against Doncaster, who I really don't. They've also failed to score in four of the last five away games. Now, admittedly, the last time they played an away game, they hit three, but that was against Donny, and it's becoming a bit of an anomalous result beating Donny, if I'm absolutely honest with you. And that's no offence to Doncaster Rovers. I like them as a club. They've had big changes, of course, behind the scenes recently as well. The John Ryan affair, of course. And when you look at it, there's not a single part of you that wants to back Brighton. We spoke a moment ago about how Watford are even money and Bournemouth 3-1, yeah?
Yes.
Now, in this game, Wigan are even money and Brighton are just short of 3-1. Now, which of those even monies, Watford or Wigan, from the form, from the stats and from performances, is better?
Oh, Wigan, undoubtedly.
So I don't get the price on Watford.
No, the price on Watford looks skinny.
Yeah, no, that's my point. So therefore, Wigan are even money. And it's not just because of the Watford. It's not just saying, well, the Watford price is silly, so therefore the Wigan's the bet. Wigan's definitely the bet here, isn't it? They haven't lost at home so far this season. They've scored two in all but one game, and that one game was against QPR, who we all know defensively are very strong. And they're playing a Brighton side who haven't scored in four of the last five, admittedly have drawn quite a few and haven't conceded a lot. But no matter who's gone to Wigan, Wigan have hit twice. I mean, it's my favourite market to play right now, Dave, especially in play. But Wigan race to two goals is 7-5. That is an unbelievable bet. It really is such a good bet. And 7-5 is a great price. But at the end of the day, gun to head, even money Wigan.
Okay, even money Wigan in the last of the 3 p.m. games that we are going to have a look at on the podcast. Now we need your best bets in League 1 and League 2, Pete. So we'll start off with your best bet in League 1.
Well, call me John Bandwagon, if you will. But... there is no argument right now that Callum Wilson and Leon Clark is the most dangerous goal-scoring front two across any of the top four divisions. I'm not saying put them in the Premier League and they'd be phenomenal. I'm saying that right now they are pretty much unarguably the most dangerous pair of strikers. When you consider where Coventry started and what points Coventry started on, they're 12th. They're only 5 points off sixth. And the job that is being done there is absolutely unbelievable. It is unbelievable what they're doing. They don't even have a proper home ground, and Stephen Pressley is making them play like gods. I mean, Wilson's got 12 goals in 16 games. Clark's got 12 goals in 16 games. That is unbelievable. They'll beat Tranmere. Their home form, Coventry, is very, very good indeed. Tranmere away form, to be absolutely honest with you, very, very good indeed at the moment, but they ain't come across anyone like this. They really, really haven't. And I've played here Clark and Wilson. These are two bets in this. Clark and Wilson to score.
Yeah.
Anytime. 2-1. Or you could go Wilson or Clark to score. So it's, don't forget, with your anytime goal scorer's double, it's and, isn't it? Both have got to do it. Whereas with your first goal scorer coupled by the very nature of the word first, it's got to be one of them. And Wilson or Clark to score first, 21-20. They're 8-11 anytime. You could say that's actually not too bad a price for an anytime goal scorer right now. But I'd play the anytime goal scorer double 2-1. And I also think that Clark anytime and Coventry to win 6-5 on the win cast, a great bet.
Good stuff. Coventry 8-13 to win the match. The draw 13-5. And Tranmere 5-1. What about League 2, Pete?
League 2 is, I think, a great bet on Hartlepool at 6-5. Yes, Hartlepool have lost their last two. And yes, Northampton have won their last two games. One of the ones that Hartlepool lost was in the JPT to Rotherham, wasn't it? A 2-1 loss there, and they gave Rotherham a good game. Yes, they've been to Newport and lost 2-0 since then as well. But their home form at Victoria Park is brilliant, really, in terms of league home form, is brilliant. 4 wins from 5 and looking really, really good there. Northampton, yes, their 2 wins have come home against Fleetwood, a Fleetwood side who played so well this season but had a really difficult game that week, don't forget. And in bad conditions, and it gave it, made it very hard for them indeed. And their away form, Northampton, isn't great. And their other win, by the way, was against Bishop Stortford, who they should be winning against. So 4 losses from 5 for Northampton. I think 6-5 Hartlepool is great.
Good stuff. Lee's asked me to emphasise this next point, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, just have me going blah 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 blah.
Lee's plus £87.76 up as far as the naps are concerned. There must be some sort of clerical error here, but Pete minus 108.
Yeah, I've had it, Dave. Honestly, mate, while you've been away, I basically in the actual the main bit when I'm talking about bets.
Yep.
Not nailing it, but not doing too bad in there. Respectable. A few bets a week landing in that. I just can't pick the right flipping one to choose as my favourite.
It's always the way, isn't it?
I'm getting my backside handed to me.
if left me notes that didn't look like they'd been scrolled by a small child, I might have a chance to decipher what his nap is this week. I'll do my best to paraphrase his nap, but it's Gillingham to beat Oldham in League One. That's Lee Phelps's nap. He can't be here. He's recording something about dancing and singing at the moment. So his priorities are way off anyway, Pete.
Well, we all know that.
but his nap is Gillingham to beat Oldham in League One. That's at 17-10. Poor result in the FA Cup at Brackley for Gillingham recently. But they're a better side than Oldham. And they have won three of the last four. Their loss was to Preston. Oldham have lost 6-1-1 and drawn one. I think that's away from home. The draws were against teams lower than Gillingham. So Gillingham is Mr. Phelps's nap this week at 17-10.
My confidence, Dave. It's through the floor, mate. I mean, you know me, I'm a relatively confident person. I'd say I'm a bit shy in some cases, but my confidence is shot. But looking at the forms, where Brighton can't really score away from home unless it's against Doncaster. Yes, they don't concede a great deal away from home either. Wigan have had 13 days rest. They've been able, I'm sure, to work on bits and pieces that they want to. They haven't lost at home so far this season, and they're even money, and they're scoring goals for fun. I'm going to play Wigan at even money. I was contemplating the race to 2 at 7-5, but there's no need to start chasing bigger prices to catch Lee just yet. And I think even money Wigan is the bet for me of the week.
Okay, Pete, and is it just Lee that does a both teams to score double?
Yes.
Is that his thing?
That's his thing, yeah.
His first one is Sheffield Wednesday versus Huddersfield, which is priced at 8-11.
It's one that I like as well, to be absolutely honest with you, Dave. We spoke, didn't we, about you know, the way that the both teams to score has been getting nailed in those games, you know, in the way that Sheffield Wednesday are playing. Yes, Huddersfield are scoring, but Huddersfield are conceding as well. I mean, I'll be honest, the second favourite bet of the week is probably Sheffield Wednesday, and both teams have scored 100-30. So, I like that.
Yeah, he's a stats man, isn't he, Lee? He says 83% of Wednesday's home games have featured both teams to score, 57% of Huddersfield's aways. Huddersfield, seven places above the Owls, so I think that levels out the percentages. Vaughan's back and has been given the captaincy equals goals, and he's put an exclamation point after that as well. And the second part of his double, Accrington versus Torquay, 8-11. 62% of Accrington home games have been both teams to score, 75% of Torquay's away games both teams to score, 22nd versus 23rd. No way either team is going for a 0-0 draw here. Games involving both sides and others around them have been both teams to score, and the double pays 1.98-1. So Sheffield Wednesday and Accrington.
I'm not the biggest fan of the Accrington one. I'll tell you for why. Judging Accrington on, and this is, you know, this is, I mean, I'm a stats player in some ways, Dave, but I do allow a little bit of room elsewhere. And one of the things I would say is that Accrington, judging Accrington on what they did for the first few weeks of the season, even for the first 3 months of the season, you could argue, is a bit harsh because they had so many players missing. And James Beattie, of course, still very much learning on the job. This is the thing, I think they're a bit of a different side. So judging them on stats of things that have already happened, if you will, I think it's a little harsh because I don't think that they are that side anymore. I actually commentated on the Accrington game a couple of months back. They lost narrowly to a side who at the time, and now again, are looking unbelievable in Chesterfield. And they at the time didn't look like a bad side. They just looked like a side who just couldn't get anything going because of how many flipping players they had missing.
Yeah.
Those players are coming back now. I Accrington, I think judging them on previous things is not bad. I think what I would say, though, is both of them to score is never... You can never say it won't happen.
No, of course not.
It's not like you're backing over 5.5. You're not like you're saying there's loads of things you need to happen. You need one thing to happen for both sides. So, yeah, I don't think it's a bad bet. I just think I'm just a little bit nervy around Accrington at the moment, to be honest.
Okay. Pete, that about wraps us up here. Thanks for your company this morning, and we'll speak soon.
Yeah, definitely, Dave. Listen, can you stop ringing me at 3 in the morning, drunk? I'm getting a bit sick of it, to be honest with you, mate. So,
that's scurrilous rumour.
I just thought I'd take this opportunity just to ask you, just stop it, all right? I don't want to sing Roll Out the Barrel with you.
Pete, it's always fun. Dave. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, we'll do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.